Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 4 showdown with Buffalo.
Yeah, no, they, like you said, Josh Allen, he's an incredible talent, great arm talent, great feel for the game, knows how to utilize his guys, and just makes a ton of plays, and they got a bunch of guys on the offense that do a lot of stuff for them. Formation-wise, they can get a little tricky at times, and I think their OC and coaches do a good job of scheming up game plans for him, so it'll be a good challenge.
What challenges does facing a guy like Josh Allen, like they can do it with arms, legs?
Yeah, you just said it. Like, if you cover everything, he can escape the pocket and then get a first down. And strong in the pocket, doesn't get sacked at times because he's a big guy, he's mobile, and also has got an incredible arm to go with it. So not a lot of quarterbacks in our league like him, and it's going to be fun to go against him in the Bills this weekend.
Kyle, Favre has talked about trying to play a complete game, finishing games. Lamar's talked about being frustrated that the offense didn't continue to score on Sunday. What do you think defensively has been an issue in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, 28 points should be enough to win us every game, in my opinion. As a defensive guy, I think we need to just lock back in. I think we come out so strong, and it's hard to keep that up for 60 minutes straight, but I think we have the people to do it, and just reset, refocus in the fourth quarter, and if they do end up scoring, cutting the lead down, then, you know, again, reset, refocus, and focus on the next drive, how we're going to get off the field this drive, and I think that's something that we can work on, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to in the future.
To fight the mental side of that when it has happened a couple of times recently, where, you know, you don't want to be in a position where you've got to leave, but then something happens, and to fight that here we go again kind of mindset?
Yeah, I think yes and no. I think every game, obviously we've been through it more times than we have wanted to, but every game is mutually exclusive with each other, and, you know, this is a different game than the previous one. We could go out there, and there's been numerous games where we've won 40-3. And this isn't talked about because it's just like that's what's supposed to happen. So, like, last year at the Seahawks, the Lions, like, we did our job, and it only gets talked about when we don't. So, I think it's something that does happen in the league, and we're just trying to minimize it.
Kyle, another thing that's been an issue you guys have focused on is penalties. Obviously, some of those are, you know, questionable calls, but what's the conversation, I guess, amongst you guys in terms of whether it's technique or other things, mental things? What is the conversation that you're trying to?
Yeah, I think it's just try to play as clean as possible. You know, you're not going to get every call. Sometimes you may have a call go your way that probably is a bad call for other team. So, I mean, it all works itself out in the end, and it's kind of like arguing balls and strikes with the ump. Like, it is what it is. You just got to do your job.
Kyle, I know the season, especially for you guys in the secondary, hasn't gone as well as you like to early on. Do you guys kind of feel that going against the Josh Allen on prime time, maybe this, you know, the secondary can show kind of what you guys really are made of back there?
Yeah, I think this week is a great week for us to prove ourselves, but it's also every week in this league. You know, everybody's good, and everybody can throw for 300-plus yards on you if you allow them to. So I think it's us just more so being consistent out here in practice and then carrying it over to the field, communication, execution, all that stuff, which I know we're more than capable of.
What's kind of impressed you the most about, you know, going when you look at Josh Allen on film? What kind of impressions the most about?
Probably just his belief in himself, just not even throwing the ball, that included, obviously, but just his belief that he's going to make a play out of nothing. And say somebody misses a block and he can escape out of a sack, doesn't matter who's rushing him, he can escape a DB or a D lineman and then roll to his left and fire the ball 60 yards downfield on a rope. So that's obviously impressive, and I think in addition to that, confidence he plays with, and confidence kind of contagious for that team, and it's impressive to watch, and he's a good player.
Is it frustrating at all where it seemed like Dak, when he was completing off passes, it was in pretty tight windows? I mean, it wasn't like guys were just running. Is it frustrating when you kind of feel like you're playing a play very well and it still doesn't have success?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, we're in a league where the guys on the other side get paid millions of dollars too. So, I mean, they're good, we're good, and you're going to have bang-bang plays like that sometimes. Sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't, and it's just part of the league.
What do you like the most about this atmosphere, night game, night jerseys, all the kind of the answers?
sleep in. It's nice. Sleep in and just kind of just chill during the day and have plenty of time to get your mind focused for the game. But I think it is a little cool, a lot cool, when we run out of the tunnel. And honestly, when Lamar runs out of the tunnel and it's a night game, he's got the towel and everything, it's pretty cool to see the crowd get hyped. And, you know, under the lights and the black jerseys, kind of feels a little different. So I'm excited to be a part of it.